Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I have joked that my dad was part scotch and part club soda. His family saw a sign, Drink Canada Dry, and they gave it their best shot. But our destiny often hinges on seemingly small choices we make. Here's a story to prove my point. The door cracked open. Sorry, son, I don't have a drop of alcohol on the premises. The teenager backed away, disappointed and puzzled. Old Ozzy always had the stuff. He didn't care about your age, only about making a few bucks. Down the long hill, the boy walked, over the bridge that spanned the Grand River, surging south and eastward in its rocky riverbed far below. On up past the limestone-fronted stores of picturesque Elora, Ontario. A sign in one window caused him to wince. Wigdon Gospel Quartet. Meetings every night. Every night, the teenager muttered. I won't be there. Earlier that night, he'd stormed out of the meeting, thinking, church on Sunday, meetings every night, I'm sick of it. I'll get good and drunk up at the bootlegger's place. It was odd how old Ozzy was out of booze tonight. There was no place to get drunk, and now he couldn't stop thinking about those meetings. He smiled at the thought of that young, pretty brunette playing the piano. She was there every night. Why didn't she have time for him? 17 years before, when barely two, he had lost his mother. A misted memory of her lovely face was forever etched on his mind. In the scene, she was praying for him. He knew he had reached a crossroad. Being torn in two directions was taking its toll. One day he was drinking with friends, the next he realized he was heading toward destruction. Ozzy said he was out of drink tonight. Impossible. Was he too under the spell of this gospel message? The boy stopped. The throb of a guitar and the tight melody of the quartet were proving irresistible. Slipping into the meeting, he sat at the back, spellbound. David, the preacher, was turning up the heat. Unless you repent and turn from your evil ways, he was saying, you are doomed. The words were straight as an arrow, aimed at his heart. But still, he wouldn't submit. The melody of the last song had died away when he hurried from the hall. He would shake it off, forget the whole thing. A block down the street, he suddenly stopped in his tracks. I'm going back, he said. The miracle that came that night seemed slow in coming. It seemed slow to Miss Thompson, his dear old Sunday school teacher in a cold, dead church, who watched out for this motherless boy. It seemed slow to the local barber, Jim Quinn, who snipped away while gently talking of Jesus, who loved him. It seemed slow to the pretty young brunette and her parents, who had cared for this wayward teen, and like his mother, prayed for him too. And now God had sent along a brave young stranger who fearlessly preached the gospel of Christ while the boy tried to shake the image of his mother, praying for his soul. Slow or not, the miracle arrived. An hour later, two teenagers walk home without a care, trying out a new song they just learned. There's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine, oh yes, it's mine. Billy Calloway had been converted, born again. Like the prodigal son in the Bible, he had come home. That's right, out looking for booze one night, he stumbled upon the very thing that would quench his thirst for the rest of his life, Jesus of Nazareth. That 19-year-old orphan never looked back. He eventually married the cute brunette who played the piano every night. I should know, he was my father, and she was my mother.
If you've been thinking about supporting Laugh Again, now is a great time to jump in. June is our fiscal year end, and we're praying to raise $110,000 so we can keep sharing the gospel into another year. And here's the exciting part. Through a match grant with Back to the Bible Canada, every dollar you give this month is doubled, up to $200,000. Give today at laughagain.ca or call 1-800-663-2425. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.